Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Gimel. We are up to Sif Tes Vav, the third to last line on page Tzadi Aleph. We're about to turn on to page 182. The Mechaber says in Sif Tes Vav, Yotzeis bekesher sha'usin l'refuas kituf ayin hora shelo yishlut. An Isha is allowed to go out with the bundle that they make as a charm cure for an ayin hara that it shouldn't rule over her. She can also go out with some katan that is tied and tightened into her ear. And also with the moch that's in her shoes. Hakosher bisandola that is tied to her sandal. Ubisandal uminol hastumen mikol tzad. She can also go out with a sandal and a minol, a shoe, a sandal that is closed up on all sides. Afilu eino kosher mutter. Even if it is not tied, it is mutter. Uvamoch shehizgino l'nidasa. She can also go out with the moch that they set up for her nida. Says the Ramah shelo yipol dam aleha v'yitzarena. The reason for that moch is that the dam should not go onto her flesh and cause her pain. Afilu eino kosher, even if this moch is not tied. The kevan shu mo'us, since it's mia, since it's disgusting, lo chai shinan dilma shaklele, we're not worried she might take it out and carry it in the Rishus HaRabim. Afilu yesh lo beis yad, even if it has a handle. Ube pilpil v'gargir melach, and she can go out with pepper and a grain of salt, ubechol bosem shetiten latopia, or any other spices that she puts into her mouth, ubevat shelo sitneim lochadchila b'shabbos, as long as she does not put it in initially on Shabbos. V'im nofa lo tachzir, and if it falls out on Shabbos, she can't return it on Shabbos. Uvebate shokayim shekoshrim b'meshicha saviv shokeha, she can go out also with sacks that are tied with some kind of band around her legs. Afal pi she'ena meshicha kshura b'hem, even though this meshicha is not tied to the sacks. V'lo chai shinan shemi yishtal shalu l'mata, we're not worried that these bands, these strings, might fall down below. V'yotza be'etz oda shemanichin b'zroa u'bashok, she can go out with bracelets that they place on their arms or on their feet. That's only if it's connected to the flesh that it won't slip off. And there is a shita that says it's asa to go out with a bracelet that is on her arm. So we have a whole list of things here that an isha is allowed to go out with. We'll begin again with the mishabura beginning in Sivkatan Lamites. The first point of the mechaber was an isha can go out with a bundle that is made for a charm cure versus the ayin hara, so it shouldn't rule over you. Says the mishabura, nirim mishum de bizmanam hoya ze bodak l'refua. It's because in those days such a thing was trained as refuah. It was tested. It was tried and tested for refuah. V'havei kekamiya mumcha. And it's like we learned earlier, an amulet that is proven to be a professional. V'lo shayach bazeh shalafu machvi. And therefore we're not concerned that a person is going to take it off to show it. She'enu davar shonoi. It's not there for decorative purposes. So there's no concern that she's going to show it. And she's allowed to wear it because it's like a kamiya mumcha, because it's something that is tried and tested. And note 21, he explains, the reason why we said earlier a kamei mumcha is allowed to be gone out with, ubetamadover shemutul lotzeis bekamei mumcha ubeshar dvarim sheosin l'refuah. The reason why one can go out with a kamei mumcha or other things that are done for refuah, we learned earlier in Shin Aleph, shenechshavim heim lecholek etachshit. Because when it comes to a sick person, these things are for them like a tachshit, like an adornment, ukeecha mibabushav, and like one of their garments. Od kas of Shom, we wrote further over there, she'ein lahatir lotzeis b'hem elokeshe motziyam b'derach malbush. You can only go out with them if they're worn in derach malbush. Aval aser la'osam b'yadav lotzeis. But obviously you can't be holding it in your hand. So that is the first point of the mechaber, that you can go out with this item that was made, this bundle that was made as a charm cure for the ayin hara, that's fine. Next case the mechaber said is that she's allowed to go out with the moch hakosher umuhudak ba'ozna, the katan that is tied and stuck in tightly to her ear. Says the mishaburis of katamem, the ilav hochi, if it's not kosher and muhudak, chayshinan du munofil va'osir la'asuye, we're worried it might fall out and she might come to carry it. Sivkotan nem aleph ba'ozna in her ear, v'hu asri livloa lecha shal tzoa sa'uzden. The reason why she wants to go out with this katan in her ear is because it is made to absorb any moisture and any kind of tzoya that is in the uzen. The next case was that we said she can go out with the moshe b'sandala. Says the mishabura sivkotan nem beis, Why does she put the moch in the sandal? L'tainuk, that's just for enjoyment, to make it more comfortable. V'gam bazeh. And also in this case, hadu be'inan kesher, that which we needed to be tied, is mishum dilma nofel v'asi l'asui, because it might fall out, it might come to carry it. Ma she'en kem b'moch l'nidasa, which is not the case that we'll see soon in the mechaber, the case of the moch for her nida, afilu im yipo lo shakalte klal. Even if it falls, she's not going to take it at all, mishum demoes, because it's disgusting to her. Sivkata mem gimel, the moshe b'sandal has to be kosher b'sandal. Says the Mishabura mashma miloshin ha-Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma from the language of the Shulchan Aruch, the bazel lo ba'in mahuduk. All it says over here is that it should be kosher. We said by the moch in the ozen, ha-kosher mahuduk. So the Mishabura is pointing out that from the Lashon of the Mechaber, it's mashma that in this case of the sandal, you don't need the moch to be mahuduk. V'chein kosev at Tosef HaShabbos, so too writes at Tosef HaShabbos. Then the Mechaber wrote, "Ubisandal uminal astum mikol tzad." An isha can go out with a sandal and minal that's closed up on all sides. It says in Mishabura, "Mendal lafuke pantinash." This is to exclude the pantinash alanu, which is slippers. Yesh chashasha be'ino kosher. There is a concern if it's not tied. Dilma nafil va'asi lasui. It might fall off, and she will come to carry it. Then we said she's allowed to go out as well with the moch that was made for her nida, and the Rama said that the reason why they have this moch is so dam should not fall on her flesh and cause her tzar. Says the Mishaburis of Kotem Emhevi Tzarena, Aval im eina osa elu bishvil atzule tinok. But if this moch is only put there in order to save her from getting dirty, and it's not there to save her from pain, lahatzil begadeo shaloyitanfu, for example, to save her garments from getting dirty, then it's us to go out with it on Shabbos, kamo shekosav simen shin aleph sif yagimel, like we saw earlier in simen shin aleph. Sivkata mem vav goes in that which the Mechaber says that the moch for the nida is okay even if it's not tied, because since it's mius, we're not concerned that maybe she'll carry it. Afil yesh lo beis yad, even if it has a handle. Says the Mishabura Sivkata mem vav, even if there's a beis yad la hamoch shala, even her moch has a beis yad. V'yichola lechos la hamoch with beis yad, that she can grab onto the moch without touching the actual moch but touching the handle. Kamash won't afil hochi mas l'mishkalei. Comes to teach us over here in the Mechaber that even so, even though you're not touching the moch itself, you're touching the beis yad, it's still considered mius, and we're not worried she's going to come to carry it. The next case of the Mechaber was that an isha can go out with the pilpul ubegagir melech ubechol bosem shetiten l'topia. She can go out with the pepper and the grain of salt or any other spice that she puts into her mouth. Says the Mishabura Memzayim, pilpul l'reach hapeh. The reason she would put the pepper in her mouth is because it helps for bad breath. Umelech l'choli ashinayim. And the salt helps for a sickness of the teeth. So that's going to be mutter as well. And we said in the Mechaber, as long as she doesn't put it in for the first time on Shabbos. So says the Mishaburis of Kotam Emchas, Hai Ubalvad, this that the Mechaber says, as long as it's not put in on Shabbos, Lokoi Ela Adesamechle. That's only going back on the most recent thing mentioned, which is Masha Nosenos Utopia, the thing she puts in her mouth, that she can't put it on Shabbos. Avala Reisha Le'inyan Moch, but the earlier cases of the Moch that she's putting in her shoe or she's putting in her ear, lo, it's not going on that. That would be Mutter to put it on Shabbos. Deshama Filu Lechatchila Mutter B'Shabbos. In that case, it would even be Mutter to place it inside on Shabbos. And note 26 explains why. Since over there in the case where she's putting the moch in her ear or in her sandal, it's clear why she is doing it. It's not. There's no concern that it looks like she's being sly in order to carry out. As we'll see shortly, that's one of the reasons why I say it's usher to initially place the items in her mouth on Shabbos. The afnas sinas refidos or midrasim lana'al, and even if it comes to padding in a shoe or an arch support in the shoe, Shomazam Arba says, shekevan shasuyum l'kach, since they're made for this purpose, ein locho shema nira kimarim l'hotzi, we're not concerned that maybe it will look like she's being sly to carry out, umutar l'achnisim b'Shabbos, and you would be allowed to put them into the shoe on Shabbos. Continues the Mishavur in the middle of Sefkata Memches, the third line, V'das kama achronim duhu adin de mutter liten tevin l'chadchilo b'Shabbos b'min olim shalonu hastum mikol tzad. The opinion of various achronim is the same thing is true, that you're allowed to put straw l'chadchilo on Shabbos in our shoes that are closed on all sides. However, v'nachon l'hachmir b'zeim lo b'eis atzarach, is better to be machmir if it's not a time of need. So the Mechaber again said, as long as you don't put the pilpul or the melech in your mouth the first time on Shabbos, explains the Mishavur Mem Tes, what's the problem? Just like any refuah, as we're going to see later, is usher on Shabbos, because you might come to grind up the spices to make the medicine. So here also, this is being done for refuah, like we mentioned before, and therefore there is the gzera of shrikas amamonim, and you can't put it into your mouth initially on Shabbos. Inami, or another reason, like we just saw in the notes, mishum de milchsi ki ilu maremes lahotzi. By placing it in her mouth on Shabbos, it looks like she's just playing games and being sly in order to carry out. Masha'en came the moch hanal, which is not the case of the moch when it was in her shoe, or the moch that's in her ear, muchacha milsa de tzricha l'kach. It's clear that she needs that. Velo mischazi ki maremes lahotzi. It does not look like she's being sly in order to carry out. So the Mechaber said, as long as she doesn't place these items in her mouth on Shabbos, and then the Mechaber says, and if she put it in before Shabbos, but it falls out on Shabbos, she shouldn't return it. Says the Mishabura Sivkata Nun. Hatam, the reason is, Mishum de Michzi ki ilu ma remes lotzi bakanal. Again, it looks like she's being sly to carry outside. V'yesh omrim de ikar hatam hu rak mishum de zedome kinesina lechatchila. There are those who say the ikar reason why she can't put it back in is because it's similar to placing it initially. V'yesh ligzur gam bazem mishum shrikas amamonim. We have the same gzera over here that she might come to grind up the spices. Ulefi tamze, according to this reason of shrikas amamonim, ein lesor lahachzir kiim benofla agabe karka. Then it would only be usher to return it if it fell all the way down to the ground, below benofla agabe keli, and not if it fell on top of a vessel. Kamavur lekamon besimin shin chavches siv chavhe lagabe retia shenofla. We'll see later on in the halachas of refuah on Shabbos when it comes to a bandage that fell off. So if it fell to the ground, you're not going to put it back on. That's like putting it on initially. That's an iser refuah on Shabbos. But if it only fell onto a kli, it didn't hit the ground, so then you're allowed to put it back on. Here would be the same thing if the reason we're handling is shrikas amamonim. V'chein mashma das agro b'biuro. This is also the mashmos of the bir agro. Then the Mechaber went on to the next case and said, b'batei shokayim, which is socks, shekoshim m'mashicha, that you tie them up with some kind of band around her leg, even though the mashicha is not tied, it's going to be mutter, and we're not concerned that it might fall down. Says the Mishabura Nun Aleph, afilu im ha-mashicha hu dvar noi. Even if this band that you're tying up the socks with is something of beauty, gam kein lav bichlal tashit hu, the name of the shofar machvia, it's still not considered an adornment that we should say that she might take it off to show it off. Du tzarech lahamalbush, it is in need of the garment. Ukebeis yad shel ha-beged amir, and like we've seen earlier, it's considered like a handle of the beged, it's part of the beged. Also, for sure, she's not going to take off the band to show it off, even if it's beautiful, because then her socks might fall down, and she has them there to prevent the socks from falling down. So we said that they bring down it was tied up the socks with a meshicha or a ritzua, with a band or some kind of strap. Then it makes sense what the Mechaber ends off and says that we're not concerned that they might fall down, because now that it's a meshicha and a ritzua, so it makes sense that it's plural, that shema yishtal shalu, maybe one of those two things would fall down. It's going back on the meshicha and the ritzua, v'chein muchach b'smak, and that's how it's clear in the smak as well. And the Mishavura continues as if Chatan and Gimel, going on the last case of the Mechaber, where the Mechaber said a woman can go out with a bracelet on her arm or on her foot, her leg, as long as it is tight to her flesh so it won't slip off. Says the Mishavura, Ayin b'Bir Halacha d'Mayri, look in the Bir Halacha, explains that we're dealing in a case, Shemanicha u'mahatka al besara, that he's placing the bracelet and tightening it onto her flesh, v'lo al akutones milamala, and not on top of her garment. That's on her arm. The alkein mutter, and that's why it's mutter. There we're not concerned she's going to take it off and show it off because it's covering her flesh. The lo yizgalas ro. She doesn't want to have her arm revealed. So she's not going to take it off, but if it will be on her garment, so then she might take it off. Vizehatam hu gam kein al shoka. And the same reason applies if this bracelet is on her leg. Vahayesh ostrim svir luhu. And as the Mechaber ended off, yesh misha oser bisozroa. This sheet of the Yesh Oshrim holds the Dafka Bishok Mekilinan Mitamze, that it's Dafka when it's on the leg, we can make it for this reason that she won't take it off, so her leg should not be showing Velo Bizro, not by the arm, because the arm is not as much of a concern to have it revealed than the leg. The bracelet is only going to be mutter if it is tight. The imhi refuya, because if it is loose, chayshinan shema tipo, we're worried it might fall down, va'asya la'asuye, and she will come to carry it. Says the Mechaber Vaiter Sifta Zayin. B'chol mashi yecholo lotzeis, anything an isha is allowed to go out with, yecholo lahatiro b'rishus harabim, she's allowed to undo it in the rishus harabim, v'lo chayshinen dilma masulei, and we're not worried, she might come to bring it, she might come to carry it. So whatever she's allowed to wear outside, not only is she allowed to wear it outside, she's even allowed to undo it in the rishus harabim, and there is no concern she might come to carry it. Explains the Mishaburis of Katanun Hei, kigon chagorosa v'chiagavna, for example, her belt or similar things, v'atam, the reason is the chol hadvarim sheregilim lahasiron osru chazal lotzeis b'hem mibesok eshi levusha b'hem, because any item that is normal for an isha to remove, Chazal already asked her wearing it outside her house on Shabbos. D'shemo k'shetisirena achakal b'rishus harabim, because the concern is maybe when she removes it afterwards in the rishus harabim, tishkach shu Shabbos, she might forget it Shabbos, va'asir la'asir, and she'll come to carry it. Avadvarim shemuteres lotzeis behem mibesa, but things that she's allowed to wear outside her house, mishum she'ena regila lahasiran, because it's not normal for her to remove them, Muteres likshor ulahatir b'shesharabim. So those items are allowed to be tied and untied in the b'shesharabim. The mimarav shach, because either way we're not concerned. Imtia zechura Shabbos b'shas haTorah. If she's going to remember it Shabbos at the time that she's untying it, so obviously lo asya la asuya. She remembers it Shabbos. Obviously she's not going to come to carry it. V'im lo tia zechura Shabbos, and if she's not going to remember Shabbos at that time, afilu imneser lahatir ulahasir lo yoel. So even if we would ask her from tying it and untying it, it's not going to help because she forgot it was Shabbos, so she might do anything. So the Mara Shach is not going to matter. So since she's only allowed to go out with certain things that she doesn't normally take off, so therefore we allow her to wear it outside and to tie it and untie it and not to be concerned that once it's untied she might come to carry it. Because again, Mara Shach, if she remembers it's Shabbos, she's not going to do it. And if she doesn't remember it's Shabbos, so asking is not going to help. She's going to come to carry it. Anyway, we will stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow with Sif Yud Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.